This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Walson, Kansas, on the dark side. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Saturday morning, it's the 8th day of February. We have just a short amount of time here, and we got so much that we want to get to. But some of this stuff, luckily, or thankfully, we can bleed over into tomorrow on Super Bowl Sunday. Because we got a lot of football talk here. We got some stuff that happened this past week. We didn't even touched on the back and forth going on in the boxing world.
Yeah.
Or influencer world.
Or the new Hall of Fame class.
That's right. Yeah, we get into that. So we're going to touch on some of this stuff during casting call, which we're going to do here at 8:40. But up next, good to have Aaron Ladd with us.
It is.
He is going to join us, and I don't know that I've actually passed the location where they do stand-ups or studio stuff at Assembly, but Sam pointed out to me, Aaron, as we welcome you on here this morning, that I have been out to one of the locations that you guys do some reports from, but I was out there doing some filming work. I wasn't doing newsworthy stuff, so I didn't even know you guys were out there. But anyway, good morning, Aaron.
Hey, rise and shine. You're welcome to come out and join us anytime you need. I'm happy to take a couple days off if you want to take my spot.
Okay, no. Here's what we'll do. We got to get you in a production, because see, that's what I do. I help people get jobs as extras and features in the movies and TV shows being shot around the city. And by the way, there's a good number of people throughout the years who have done what you do, who let agents know that you are available to be cast as a newscaster. Young, good-looking men doing stand-up. They always reach out. We got a guy here, Miles Garrett, who's at Fox 5, who's in a movie with me because he's got that look, and I'm sure you do too. So we need to have a conversation, man. I'll hook you up.
Miles Garrett is built, though. There's a reason why he gets confused for a Cleveland Browns defensive lineman, though. I need to get in the gym a few more times before I get that, but I appreciate you thinking of me.
I think of you, but the Miles Garrett we talk about don't look nothing like the defensive end.
Pleased to be joined by Aaron Ladd from Atlanta News First, who is here now and has been here for some time. But before coming here, he was out of Kansas City and had a chance to really witness the ascent of this team. What are your thoughts of them now that they go for a third consecutive Super Bowl championship? Aaron, you had a chance to see this in the making.
Yeah, not surprised in the slightest. I was in Las Vegas last year at Allegiant Stadium when the Chiefs won the only or the longest Super Bowl game in NFL history. And the video came out that night of Mahomes and Chris Jones talking about, yo, I want three. The confetti hadn't even been swept up in Vegas before the Chiefs were talking about this historic repeat. And here we are a year later, and they're on the doorstep of history. I feel honored to just be a little bit a part of that, a piece of the puzzle. This is a run that we obviously, you know, they got to complete it tomorrow, and Philly is in many estimates a better roster, but the psychological hold that the Chiefs have had over the league is something that we can study. Going back to dynasties of before, thinking about Cowboys, Patriots, like Mahomes in these moments has shown to be a head and shoulders above the rest of this current iteration of the league, definitely this current iteration of quarterbacks. And a win tomorrow, it really cements him before 30 as something we have yet to see ever.
Aaron Ladd joining Sam and Greg Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Listen, what was, now that you can look back, What was the line of delineation for this team? Was it inserting Patrick Mahomes? Was it something else? Was it the hiring of Andy Reid? Where was it, now that you look back, the beginning of what we're witnessing right now?
You know, that's a good question, because every team around the NFL has tried to duplicate whatever the magic formula is in Kansas City. Is it Mahomes? Is it Reid? Is it the front office and Brett Veach and what they've been able to do through the draft and free agency? It would be great if I could just pinpoint it right here in this answer. But if I could pick one, it would have to be Mahomes. I mean, teams go decades and decades without having a quarterback. If you see what's going on in Atlanta right now, if we hopefully have one with Michael Penix Jr. and the drama around Kirk Cousins, to have that mold of a quarterback who can make all the throws, who's smart, who's cerebral, who elevates the rest of the unit around him, who's a supreme competitor, we hadn't really seen that before. And it's funny how the pairing of he and Andy Reid have really elevated the both of them. You have to attach their legacies together, because they're like peanut butter and jelly in a way. They work better together.
You know, and listen, I agree with you with everything that you're saying. We see the matchup and what they've achieved. But what I was thinking you might say is, because it had to be a tough decision, injuries aside, the guy was a Pro Bowl. He was one of the top quarterbacks. But to put Alex Smith on the back burner for this unproven quarterback out of Texas Tech, that's what I thought things changed. We know how he played, but for Andy Reid to say, nah, I'm not going to try and bring this guy back and from the injuries, and yes, he's one of the top quarterbacks, I just thought that would be, for most Kansas City fans, where it began. Is that
absolutely
fair?
Is that a pivotal moment. Yeah, absolutely a pivotal moment. And Mahomes has talked even this week in the lead up about how important another dichotomy to what's going on, or comparison to what's going on here in Atlanta, how important those first years of learning from Alex Smith and not having to immediately be thrown into the fire, understand what it's like to be a professional, understand what it takes to prepare to be a starter, to prepare to be the starter as a backup. And I don't think back then you could have asked Mahomes if he would have envisioned three Super Bowls in a row and all the success that Kansas City's had since that move has been made. But you're absolutely right in pinpointing that as a change in time for not just the Andy Reid, but the whole Chiefs organization.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning on Super Bowl weekend with Aaron Ladd from Atlanta News First. He is social. You can find him at Aaron Ladd TV at Aaron Ladd TV. Okay, we talk about dynasties, and the one immediately previous to Kansas City has to be, you know, England, what they're able to do. And it seemed like New England was able to just grab guys off the heap and plug them in, and it worked. And it seems like Kansas City has been able to do some of that too.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the fastest things I noticed going from KC to Atlanta, just very generally being around both franchises, seeing how they operate, the practice schedule, the people around the team, the front offices, you know, the bones of the organization in Kansas City are so strong, and they know how to win. They take guys, I'm thinking this year specifically about a Kareem Hunt, guys that, you know, people, DeAndre Hopkins, guys that maybe you hadn't seen the best of their game, if I can be politically correct in saying that, and they come to Kansas City, they get around the organization, they get around Pat, and this is not the nicest facility in the world, as we know. I think Clark Hunt got an F- last year when it was talking about the NFLPA report and the facilities there. Like, this is a no-frills organization in Kansas City, but they're focused on one thing, and that's winning football games. And if you're a team on the outside looking in, like Atlanta or really any other team, is what it seemed like over these past 3 years, you're really trying to duplicate what the strengths of the organization are and see if you can kind of replicate that in your own environment.
Look to see if we can do that as well. Are you missing not being, you know, in the town where they're playing for the Super Bowl? There's a lot of stuff happening down in New Orleans. You missing out on it?
You know, the halftime show is the one thing I'm missing. The last 2 years, I've been able to get a front row seat for those. It would have been really cool to see the the Kendrick Lamar scissor thing, see what goes down in New Orleans. But no, I'm good. I'm very cherishing of my memories that I had in KC. I'm thankful for the memories I've been creating here in Atlanta so far. But nah, it's cool.
All right, we'll put your report ahead on, and let's move out of KC and give us your thoughts on the team they're playing, Philadelphia, and what they have done this year.
You know, with this being billed as the Super Bowl rematch, I wonder, I think about how much these teams have changed since that game. Kansas City, it seems like, offensively has completely reinvented themselves. But Philly, I don't know. They seem kind of like a carbon copy a little bit of what we saw the last time around. Can A.J. Brown be as effective as he was against Trent McDuffie in that game, who's the lockdown corner for Kansas City from a quarterback position as well? Jalen Hurts played as pretty much as well as you could that last time around. I don't know if he's played as well in the postseason this year. I think top to bottom, and I kind of snuck this in earlier, but I think Philly is a better roster. I mean, if you want to think about defensively, offensively, whatever they were doing with Cooper DeJean coming in, Gardner Johnson's been playing really well. Like, if Philly isn't able to win this year, we're going to look back and say they ran into, like, Jordan. You know how Jordan allowed or stopped all these great players from having championship rings. Like, if Philly isn't able to get it done this year with this roster, all the Pro Bowlers they've got and the mending of talent, it's going to be an interesting story.
Now, Aaron, you didn't mention Saquon Barkley. And everybody's everybody's thinking, and that's going to be the difference for Philadelphia. But Kansas City has faced a great running game. They slowed down Buffalo. And that's a very strong running game. But people think that Barkley, the way he's been going so far, that he could be the difference tomorrow.
Y'all are absolutely spot on about Saquon Barkley. And, you know, I was a very strong critic of him sitting out that Week 18 game. You know, I was the main one pounding the table for history. And you never get these close to these type of milestone events. And you need to try and push for those. And, of course, I've stuck my foot in my mouth here in the playoffs because he's absolutely looked refreshed. And y'all are spot on. Like, Philly didn't have that element of their run game. The last time these two teams played, it was full Kelce Bowl last time, and we were doing all the conversations around that. But Saquon Barkley, absolutely worth the price of admission. Was he the offensive player of the year this year? I missed the NFL honors.
Well, that's actually where I was going to go next. You've heard the announcement. He actually threw me. I had this question teed up for him here.
The MVP?
Yeah, the MVP. How did you fix your face when you found out who won it?
You know, that's a head scratcher. It's a head scratcher. But maybe it's because of the word valuable and the way that we kind of assign judgment to that word, and it's a quarterback award, and no other really position can win it. I thought it was Lamar Jackson this year, but maybe there's a bit of Lamar Jackson fatigue until he proves that he can do it on the big stage. But you can't knock what Josh Allen was able to do. I think about it this way for MVP. You take the player off the team, what does the team do? Are they in the same position? And I think maybe the Ravens are a tick better if you take those two teams out than Josh Allen and the Bills would be.
I got news for you. You take Saquon off the Eagles, are they in the Super Bowl?
No, they're not.
Are they in the playoffs? You know what I mean?
I think they'd be in the playoffs.
They'd be in the playoffs? Okay. Well, that division, given that division.
Yeah.
But, again,
I don't know. You're talking about the division. You got Washington in that division.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You know, so, hey, that division's changed a little bit this season.
I just, again, this was the conversation that was going on, that Lamar was shut out Offensive Player of the Year and the MVP. So, as you said, a head-scratcher. Head-scratcher, so.
Absolutely. I like Lamar. I really thought last year was a chance for them to get it done. But back to Kansas City and their dominance. I mean, you walk down Burrow, Lamar, and Allen in consecutive years to get to the Super Bowl. It's hard to argue with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Aaron, what you guys got coming up this weekend that we can tune in and watch for on A&F?
A&F, if you want to click over from the Super Bowl, I really appreciate that. I'll have to pay y'all for that. The game's not on our air this year, but we got shows at 6-11 on Sunday and 6-11 tonight.
My man, He's doing my sports cast.
Yeah.
The weekends, all the weekends, man, I always say you can put up test pattern. You can put up color bars. I could have done that sports cast in my BVDs.
I'm going to tell you who we're going to have.
Nobody would know.
We're going to have on here tomorrow. Yeah. So, speaking of who that people don't think about is you know, the Puppy Bowl is going on.
Yeah.
But who did we have on here last week?
Yeah,
my girl, one of the casting. Aaron, I'm gonna, and by the way, this is a perfect kind of tie-in because I never met Aaron before. Okay. But I'm looking at him here, and we're talking about getting him. This is a good-looking man here.
Yeah, he's sharp.
Yeah,
guy.
We get some
sharp
headshots guy of you, man. You know, tomorrow we're
he's
gonna
our
have
home folk. He's from here.
All right,
you know, we let him work on the coast for a while. We let him go to Kansas City. We had to bring him back home.
Well, you'll be back here. The industry is here, and tomorrow I'm going to have a casting director on who on the side. Their side deal is she provides the kittens for the halftime show of the Puppy Bowl. I don't know if y'all knew this.
That's a good gig.
The Puppy Bowl is alternate programming, but that Puppy Bowl has a halftime show, right? And they bring out kittens for the halftime show. We had her on last year, right?
Right.
She provides the kittens.
Herding cats.
So we're going to have DeShea on tomorrow. So anyway, man, listen, we appreciate you putting up with this nonsense. And listen, have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we will look forward to having you back on soon.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate you.
Thanks
you
a lot,
go.
Aaron.
Aaron Ladd.